ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the Fiji crested iguana is a visually stunning creature. It's also extremely rare. They're only found in Fiji and are critically endangered, so they're considered in Fiji to be a national treasure. But the bright emerald green and white lizard only became known to science 40 years ago, thanks to a Hollywood movie. And climate change is now threatening the protected island they live on and is also putting a question mark on their survival. Talia Olatia has this story.
A wooden ship, a fire at sea, and two young children are cast adrift. Yet the boy and the girl grew strong and tall and beautiful, raising themselves on instinct and the bounty of their lost paradise, the Blue Lagoon.
It was during the filming of this 1980 cult classic movie that the Fiji crested iguana was discovered. Dr. John Gibbons of the University of the South Pacific was invited to the screening of the movie, which was partially shot at Nunu'alevu, a privately owned island in Fiji. And whilst watching the scenic landscape shots of the native flora and fauna on the island, a large, colourful iguana caught his eye. Dr. Gibbons, who was studying Fiji banded iguana at the time, travelled to Nunu'alevu and identified the lizard in the film as the Fiji crested iguana, the first of its kind and a distinct new species to science.
You must agree with me on this. It is the most beautiful iguana in the world.
That's National Trust of Fiji ranger Aruni Matatia.
With a white and green band, with a bit of yellow spot on the nose and on the eyes, and yeah, it's just beautiful. The local name for this iguana is Saumure or Bokai. It is our traditional totem. Crested iguana is an iguana species that is only found in Fiji. More than 90% of its population is found only on one small island, and that's where I am working, Nduatamba, now protected under the National Trust of Fiji. That's why it is so special to me.
Like his grandfather before him, Aruni Matatia is the protector of the Fijian crested iguana on Nduatamba, a protected sanctuary for the iguana.
When the National Trust of Fiji took over and established Nduatamba, my grandfather volunteered and became the first ranger for close to like 20 years. And when I was a small kid, he used to take us to be part of survey and other field work. And now at home, our walls, our albums, are full with iguana photos. So I feel my family benefited a lot from protecting crested iguanas. And we owe these iguanas, madam, we owe them.
But living on a remote island has not spared the Fiji crested iguana from the impacts of climate change. The biggest threat to their survival is habitat loss, and the species relies heavily on lush green vegetation. The prolonged dry weather spells caused by climate change is turning the vegetation brown and robbing these iguanas, who mainly are herbivores, of their staple diet.
Our iguanas, they rely on our tropical dry forest. So these iguanas, they rely on trees, they rely on the vegetation, so it affects where they eat and live.
As well as this, the Fiji crested iguana has a long incubation period of about 9 months. The females lay about 4 leathery eggs in shallow burrows and then guard the eggs until they hatch. However, the prolonged heat and heavy rains are impacting the breeding places where they normally bury their eggs.
So right now, the iguanas, they are laying eggs right now. When it's really dry, when the trees are brown and some of the trees are dead, the direct heat from sunlight really hits the soil, it cracks up the soil where they bury their eggs. And it is easy for the rats easily come up and feed on the eggs. And when it's rainy season comes from in Nduatamba, there's no river, there's no creek. The rainwater damages, it digs up all the eggs and destroy them.
The National Trust of Fiji, supported by Fiji's Environment Ministry, are already looking into the translocation of Fiji's endemic species. But it would involve a big move, as Nduatamba Island hosts about 12,000 and 13,000 Fiji crested iguanas.
The island of Nduatamba has been reserved for the survival of iguanas. The rangers have been appointed only from the local community, because the local community knows more about the island. Invasive introduced species have been removed. We also make sure that visitors follow the laws when they travel to the island. So apart from Nduatamba, the National Trust is working closely with the government department Customs, Nature Fiji, to fight illegal trade. And they were planning to move these iguanas from Yandua Tamba to the close, small neck of land, narrow neck of land on the western side of Yandua, which is close to Yandua Tamba. And that is where they want to move the iguanas to. It was like a 5 to 10 year project. And we are still waiting for that project. I think we are really looking forward to that project because I think it will help the population of iguanas.
For Aroni Matatia, the protector of the Fiji crested iguana, he just wants their survival and their safety assured for years and generations to come.
My grandfather used to tell me when I was a small kid, and I used to come with him to the island, that the love for the environment, for the animals, should come from your heart. And that's why I'm so interested in this work. And we get asked a lot from local community on this question, why should the crested iguana be saved? The most important reason is that we are trying to save the species from getting extinct. We have a responsibility to properly manage the world that we live in. God has blessed us with our natural resources. So crested iguana is found only in Fiji and nowhere else in the world. So we in Yandua Tamba, we are responsible for saving this iguana in Yandua Tamba.